Okay, Rabbi, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Megillah daf Yud, and we are doing two things today. First, we're finishing with the Ein Beins. We have the last of the Ein Bein Mishnayos, and then finally on Amud Beis, we do have the beginning of about five, six blots, maybe even seven blot of darshening out the Megillah, which is very extensive, and for me, very exciting, and you get to really see some underlying stories that you don't necessarily get when you read the Megillah proper. So for me, I enjoy that tremendously. Hopefully you will too. But either way, let's get started. We're on test. I'm a base at the bottom, three lines up from the Mishnah. Ein bein shilo liyushalayim. There's no difference between shilo, which obviously housed the Mishkan, and Yushalayim, which housed the Beis HaMikdash. Ela shebishilo oklin kachin kalim maaser sheni b'chol aroa, v'yushalayim lifnim min hachoma. That there's a different halacha in terms of kachim kalim and maaser sheni. We know in regular, let's say, Yerushalayim, Meri Bana Beis HaMikdash, so there's a halacha that you can eat. You have to eat the kachim kalim, let's say, a korban shlamim, in Yerushalayim, within the walls of the city, maaser sheni as well. In Shiloh, though, when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, so then it wasn't within the walls, it was b'chol haroa, wherever you could see. Now the question is, see what? So Rashi explains, wherever you could see Shiloh, which is obviously a pretty wide range, depending on where it was exactly, but wherever you could see Shiloh, that's where you could eat kachim kalim maaser sheni. The Rambam Perish Mishnayos and others explain that, no, it means the Mishkan in Shiloh. But okay, either way, that was the difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, through the Mishkan versus the Beis HaMikdash. But in both cases, though, however, kachim kalim nechlim lefim akloyim, you can only eat kachim kadashim, the holiest stuff for the korbanos. Let's say, for example, korban chatas, whatever, I think, if I'm not mistaken, korban chatas, korban Pesach for sure. Not korban Pesach, I take it back. Not korban Pesach you eat within Yerushalayim. All right, either way, necholim lefnim min akloyim, you had to eat that inside of, that literally means the curtains, but that's obviously for the Mishkan, and inside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash for in Yerushalayim. Kedushas Shiloh yish acharei heder, Kedushas Yerushalayim ein acharei heder. After Shiloh was destroyed, yish acharei heder means, as we discussed yesterday, that you could bring a bama, you could use a private mizbeach, a bama ketana, after the Mishkan and Shiloh was unfortunately destroyed. Rashi says hutru abamos, but after Yerushalayim was destroyed, so they did not necessarily have such a dispensation. What the Gemara is going to discuss in Daman Aleph, or most of it anyway, is the concept of kedusha l'shaita v'kirchu l'asid lavo, that when Yerushalayim was kadosh, when they set up the Beis HaMikdash, did that have holiness forever, or was it only holy when the Beis HaMikdash was there? According to our Mishnah, that when you say that if after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, you're still no longer allowed to make a private bama, right, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, then they outlawed personal mizbeachs in the backyard, a bama ketana. So if you're telling me that after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it's still usher to bring korban on a private bama, so then that's implying that kitch l'shai is of a kitch l'asid lavo, that Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash was kadosh, and it was kadosh forever, regardless of whether the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yitzchak, shamati shemakrivim beis chonyo bizman hazeh." I heard that you can bring korbanos in beis chonyo nowadays. Now, what is going on over here? So Rashi gives you the background. This is Machlokas and Mesechus Menachos. Beis Chonyo was a set up like a Beis HaMikdash-ish and a Mizbeach down in Mitzrayim, where the son of Shimon HaTzadik, Chonyo, right, set up a bama down in Mitzrayim. The Gemara there in Menachos discusses whether he was sent down, or he was kind of exiled-ish to Mitzrayim on his own volition, or whether he had to run away because they were spreading lies about him, or maybe he was spreading lies about his brother, who was actually the Kohen Gadol. Okay, either way, it's all the discussion over there. And there they discuss whether he set up that Mizbeach L'Shem Shamayim, or might deserve a Kosh Baruch Hu, or for Avodah Zarah. So Gemara, when Rabbi Yitzchak says that, I heard that they're bringing korbanos nowadays in Beis Chonyov, which was after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the Gemara points out that means that he holds two things. That Kasavar, first of all, he holds that Beis Chonyov la alav Beis Avodah Zarah. That Beis Chonyov was, in fact, the Shem Shamayim. It was not set up for Avodah Zarah. The Kasavar, and he also holds that Kedusha l'Rishona l'kitch l'shaitza v'lo kitch l'asi lavo. That when the Kedusha, the first Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, was only for that time and not for the future. Because the pasuk says, "Kilo basem erata elam manucha ve'lanachala." That is talking about the Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim. You'll see in a second. Menucha zu Shiloh, Nachla zu Yerushalayim. Right, the pasuk says that when you come to the Menucha and the Menucha is Shiloh, says the Drasha, says this Drasha, and Nachla is Yerushalayim. So Makish Nachla the Menucha. So they connected to Ma Menucha Yesh Acharei Heder, Af Nachla Yesh Acharei Heder. Right, so Rabbi Yitzchak said, just like after Shiloh they were allowed to bring private korbanos on a personal mizbeach, so too after Yerushalayim, unfortunately, was destroyed. So Amalei, so they asked Rabbi Yitzchak, and they said, Amarta, did you say this whole Drasha? So Amalehem, Amalehu, lo. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. Amarav, Rav, Elokim, dear Rebbe Shalom, Amra, not only did you say it, but Vagamir Lamine, I learned it from you. So the Gemara just asks, my time of other way. So he didn't just deny it because he forgot, right? He took it back, right? When he says, I didn't say that, it didn't mean he never said it. It means, I disagree with that. Rabbi Yitzchak took it back. So Gemara says, why did he take it back? It's going to answer is Mishum Kasha the Rav Mari. Because of Rav Mari's question. The most of Rav Mari, because Rav Mari asked the following Shaila. Kedushas Shiloh, Yesh Acharei Heter. Kedushas Yerushalayim, Ein Acharei Heter. Meaning, he brought a brisa that says that Shiloh, after Shiloh, you were allowed to bring a bama, katana, you're allowed to use a private mizbeach to bring a korban. But after Yerushalayim, you were not. The Otanan, and also it says in the Mishnah, Mishabol Yerushalayim, Nesra Bamos, V'lo Hayalahem Od Heter. And then so we have a straight up Mishnah in Zvachim, that if once they came to Yerushalayim and set up the Beis HaMikdash, it was Usser, right? The Bamos were Usser, and it was never Mutter again. V'hi Aysa L'Nachla, and that's what it means. When it says L'Nachla for an inheritance, I mean, that's where it would be, that the Beis HaMikdash would be there, and nowhere else, and there'd be no other, what's it called? There'd be no other Bamos Katana. So then the Gemara basically says, Tanahi, it's actually a machlokas Tanaim, whether that's true or not. The Tanya should be probably Ditznan, I'd imagine. Ditznan. I'm Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer. Shemadik Sheyu Bonim Behechal. Rabbi Eliezer says, I heard that when they were building the Beis HaMikdash a second time, right? So Osu, Kloyim Lehechal. They made curtains for the Hechal, for the outer courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, who Kloyim Lazara. The Hechal meaning the Beis HaMikdash proper, right, where they had all the Kalim, etc. Who Kloyim Lazara, and also they had curtains for the outer courtyard. Ella, rather, how did they build it? Shebehechal Bonim Mibachutz. In the Hechal, in the actual, right, the place where they had the Kodesh Kedashim and the Kodesh, etc., they would build from the outside. Right, they would build the wall, let's say, outside. Or if you imagine, they set up mechitzos, they set up curtains, and then they built the wall just outside the curtains. Ubazara, but in the courtyard, the opposite. Bonim mibifnim, they would build on the inside. Meaning, and the assumption is that according to Rabbi Elazar, right, the reason you had these klayim was to delineate where exactly the Kodesh and Kodesh Kadashim was, right, and because otherwise, right, they couldn't bring korbanos during that time. Right, once you designated it and set it up during that time, right, so then that's where you could, while you're building, before you get the actual walls, you have these curtains that will kind of set up just like that in Shiloh, right, then say, this is where the Kodesh is, this is where the Azar is, etc. From Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says that Shemati Shemakrivin Alpha Pisha Ein Bias, and Ochlim Kodesh Kodashim Alpha Pisha Ein Kilayim. Right, Rabbi Yeshua had said that I heard that you can bring korbanos even though there is no Beis HaMikdash built yet, right? It took a while to build the walls, right? And you can eat Kodesh Kodashim even though there are no curtains, there are no walls outside the Beis HaMikdash. And Kachim Kalim Meister Sheni, Alpha Pishen Choma. And you can even eat Kachim Kalim Meister Sheni inside Yerushalayim, even though there's no wall because it was destroyed. Because it was Kadosh, and it's still Kadosh now. That seems to imply Michal, the Rabbi Elazar, Lo Savar, that the Savar, apparently Rabbi Elazar must disagree with that. Right? Lo Kitch Lassi Lavo. Apparently Rabbi Elazar, again, he argues in Rabbi Yeshua. It must be that he disagrees and holds that it wasn't Kadosh forever. So it seems that it is, in fact, Machlokas Tanaim. Whether it was Kedusha Shaita or Kedusha Lashidlova or not. Amr the Ravina Ravashi, Ravina said the Ravashi, Mimai, how do you know Rabbi Lazar disagrees with that last point? Dilma, maybe the Kuli Amma, Kedusha Rishona Kedusha Shaita, Kedusha Lashidlova. Maybe he agrees that the Beis HaMikdash was Kadosh, and it was always Kadosh, and it continued to be Kadosh. And Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua are simply reporting what I heard, because again, what's the text here? It's not a machlokas in the traditional sense. If you look back at the text, it says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shamati, I heard that this is what they did." And then Rabbi Yeshua says, "I heard that they're bringing korbanos," but they're simply reporting different things. Rabbi Elazar says they reported about the curtains, and Rabbi Yeshua said they're bringing korbanos. Okay, so if that's true, but kilayim Rabbi Elazar lamali. So then, why do you need the curtains? Right, if Rabbi Elazar is not coming to teach me that they had to redesignate and reset up and redemarcate the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the purpose of the curtains? Right? Who cares? If you could, you know, if you have a Kodesh, even though it's not there, what do you need to set it up for? So the Gemara says, let's new Shabbat Alma. No, maybe it's just for Tzinius. Just to set it up. You know, we're building here. Right? Like you have every construction site has curtains. You know, so people don't look in. Right? Jerry Seinfeld has a whole comedy routine about that. How men always have to look into construction. They always have to help, even if they're not helping. Okay, whatever. Hameven Yavin. Anyway, so rather we're back to square one. It's not really Machlokes Tanaim. So the Gemara says, no, it actually is. Ki Hani Tanai. It's this Machlokes Tanaim, whether Kitchen Lashayt or Kitchen Losi Lavo or not. The Tanya Lindner by so I'm Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Lama manu chachamim es elu kishalu bnei agola. When the Jews came back from Bavel, so the chachamim, the pasuk says that they counted off all these cities. So why did they do that? So matzu es elu v'kitshu. Right. Apparently, what happened? They came back. They found these cities, and they were mekadesh them. Aval harishonos batlu. But the original cities, the original kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, were batel mishabat la'aretz when the land was destroyed, when everybody was exiled. So the Almakasavra, apparently, what do you see? The Kedusha Rishon Akejala Shaita, but Okejala Zidlavo. Apparently, you see that according to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, they needed to rededicate and re-sanctify these cities because the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael did not exist, did not continue once it was destroyed. Or Minu, hold on 1 second, as your Stira from a different Brisa. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, same guy. Vichy Elu Bilvarayu, but were these cities that are listed in the Navi, are they only, that was the only cities that existed? If I look for an Amr, the Pazik says, Shishim Ir Kochevel Argov, right? There were 60 cities. Right, and then Buzz is called Ilu Arim Bizros Chomagvoa, right, and all these had a walled city, had a wall that were very hard, that were very high. And what's it called? And Elalama Manu Chachamim is Ilu Ksheolu Bnei Agola Matsu Ilu V'Kitshum. Right, so meaning so there were a lot of them. So why do we count these specifically in the Pesukim? Again, this is just to clarify. This is for the halacha of Bat Arayei Choma, right? To have the halacha of Bat Arayei Choma, which we said was that if someone sells a house in a wall, right, so he's allowed to buy it back for a year. Otherwise, it stays the property of the buyer forever, as opposed to other property which reverts back in Yovel. Either way, so to have this halacha applied, right? They re-sanctified these cities and established them as Arayei Choma. But if you're telling me that they already had Kedusha, why do they have to do that? So the first Brisa seems to imply that they had to re-sanctify them because there was no Kedusha anymore. The second Brisa seems to say that the only reason they counted them, right, is that this is the ones that they found, the Kitchum. Gemara says, Kitchum? What do you mean? Kitchum Hashta? What, they made them Kadosh now? You just told me they didn't have to sanctify them. Ela Matsu is Ilu Umanom. No, simply these were the ones that they found and they counted them. Velo Elu Bovad, and there weren't only these cities in existence when they came back from Bavel. Ela Kol Shetalu Lecha Mesoras Be'adecha Me'avazaka Shemuk Gefez Choma Me'amas B'Shu Ben-Nun. Rather, any city that had a Mesora, that had a wall from the times of Yeshu Ben-Nun, Kol HaMetzah Zalelu Na'agimba. Right? All the halachos of about their Arayei Choma would apply to them, right? Like if you look at Rashi, other examples of Shiluch Metzora, that if you have a walled city, you have to send the Metzora outside of the walls and create some Megillah on the 15th, right? Anytime you have a Metzora from Yeshua's Benun, all these cities, even though they weren't actively re-sanctified, they're still Kadosh. So because So you see the two stiras, the stira and the brisas. One says that it wasn't still Kadosh, and one says that it was still Kadosh. And the Gemara says, Kashi Rabbi Shmuel ad Rabbi Shmuel. And you see the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, he's the Baal HaMemra, he's the guy who says both brisas. So first of all, we have a stira and brisas. You see it's Machlokes Tanaim. Second of all, you have the same guy saying opposite shitas. So how do you resolve that? How do you reconcile that? So Gemara says two possibilities. Either Trey Tanai, a leader of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, maybe it's two Tanaim according to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and they argue about what he said. Or Vibay Zema, how Rabbi Elazar Bar Yossi. Could be the second one is Rabbi Elazar Bar Yossi, the Amra, the Tanya. As we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi Omar, Asher lo choma, afapisha in lo achshav, faya lo kodom lachem. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, he dashes out the pasuk, even if there's no choma, even if there's no wall now, and they had one beforehand, right, so that still counts as a part of the Arayei Choma, and kitcha le shaita, kitcha le asid lavo. Okay. Now we get to my favorite part of the Mesachta, and we darshan out the entire Megillah. Now, we're not going to do so much of the Megillah today, but we at least start with darshaning out the Megillah. We're going to take, as you might imagine, a tangent or three, but we darshan out the Pesukim starting from Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh, obviously the first pasuk in the Megillah. So the Gemara says, Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh, Amar Rabbi Levi, Vitim Rabbi Yonason, Dover Zeb Mesoros Biadeno, we have a Mesora, Me'achas Knesset Sakadola, Kol Makam Shenemar Vayhi, Eino El Lashon Tsar. Anytime you have the word Vayhi, and it was, introducing a story, that's a problem. There's a Lashon Tsar, there's some sort of pain, you can, right, it's a foreshadowing, something bad's about to happen. For example, Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh, right? Hava Haman, obviously Haman came. Vayhi Bimei Shvot HaShoftim, that's the beginning of Sefer Rus. Hayarav, there was a famine. Vayhi Ki Achel Adam L'Rov Al Pnei Adamah. Man started to expand throughout the earth, right, in Bereshis. Vayar Hashem Ki Raba Ra'as Adam, right? People, Hashem saw that men were evil. Vayhi Bin Asam Mikedem, that's right before the Migdal Bavel. Havan Ivne Lanu Ir, they're going to build the Tower of Bavel. Vayhi Bimei Amraphel, right, that's the four kings versus the five kings. Asu Milchama, they did a war. Vahibios Yoshua Beiricho, Vechabosh Lufay Biado, right? We quoted that yesterday, 2 days ago, a couple days ago, right? When Yoshua was out camped out at Yericho, the Malach came to him with a sword outstretched, you didn't learn Torah, you Mevatel Korban Tamid, right? Okay, which one was it? Atabasi, okay, fine. Vayi Hashem is Yoshua, Vayi Malu Bnei Yisrael, Vayi Hashem is Yoshua, that's by Yericho, and they were able to defeat Yericho, but then the Jews, right, the Achan took from the spoils. Vayi Ish Echad Men Ramasayim. That tells the story about Chana, where she had no children, right? She davened, she had Shmuel, but ki es Chana heva Hashem sagar rachma, that Chana was barren. Vahi ki zaken Shmuel, Shmuel got old, velo alchu bana b'drachov, and his children were not, didn't stay for him. Vahi david lechol drachov, David was completely successful, but right after that, Vahi Shaul avon or Ivanus David Shaul started looking at David and grew jealous of him and caused all these troubles. Vahi ki yashav amelech, and it's talking about David beveso. David sat in his house, right? Rakatol lusivna abayis. David finally got to dwell in his own house. He wanted to build the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem said, "You can't build the Beis Hamikdash." So you see, the word vahi connotes, right, in many many cases, some pretty rough and difficult times. Problem is, it's not really across the board. Uksiv, the pasuk says, excuse me, Vayi b'ayom ha'shmini, right, when they set up the Mishkan, right, Parsha Shmini, V'tanya, and then we learn the Braisa, Oso ayom ha'isa simcha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'yom shenivru lo'bo shmayim v'aretz. The day they set up the Mishkan was the day like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It's such a great simcha, it's an amazing thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a shrush shechina in this world. That was the whole purpose of the creation, that Hashem should rest his shechina in this world. They built the Mishkan, that was that day. So k'siv ha'cha vayi b'ayom ha'shmini, k'siv ha'sam vayi Boker Yom Echad, right? Because you have a Gzer Shavai Vayi Vayi. So Gemara says, well, yeah, okay, it was a wonderful day in that sense, but Hashachav Nadav Naviyu, Nadav Naviyu died. So that wasn't exactly the greatest thing, it's actually a bad thing. Okay, but what about the following? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayi Bishmonim Shana Varbam Yoshana. That's when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't bad, that was wonderful. Vaksiv, Vayi Kasher Ra, Yaakov is Rachel, Yaakov met Rachel, wonderful. Vaksiv, Vayi Erev, Vayvoki Yom Echad, it says that Hashem created, right, it was obviously creation the first day. Vayi Kasheni, Vayi Kashlishi, right, second day, third day, Vayi Ketuvah, there are many times when it says the word Vayi, and it's not so bad. So it says, I'm Rav Ashi, you're right. Kol Vayi, anytime it says the word Vayi, Ikahachi, Ikahachi, can you go either way? Right, but Vayi Bimei, if it was Vayi, it was in the days of. That's Inuen Eloshim Tsar. That is foretelling and foreshadowing that something bad is going to happen. Because, look up in your Karkudatsia, or trust the Gemara, Chamisha Vayi Bimei Havu. There are only five of them. Vayi Bimei Achashverosh, Vayi Bimei Shvod HaShoftim, that we talk about, right? That's the beginning of the Megillah, the beginning of Sefer Rus. Vayi Bimei Amraphel, that's the four kings, the five kings that took load, etc. Vayi Bimei Achaz, there was a civil war. And Vayi Bimei Yoyakim, right, that was when the Jews, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Jews were exiled. Okay. Good. Amar Bilevi, Do'er Zem Mesoros Bi'adenu, Me'er Vosenu. We have a Mesorah that Amots and Amatzia Achim Havu. That Amots and Amatzia were brothers. Now, who cares? Well, Amots is the son, the father of Yishayahu. And Amatzia was one of the kings of Am Yisrael. So who cares, right? Who cares? Kihat Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. This is like Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani says the name Rabbi Yonasan. Kol Kala she tznuah bebeisach amea, any bride who is tznuah in her father-in-law's house, zocha beyotzi mimena malachim enu neviim. She's going to be zocha to have kings and prophets come out from her. Minolan, how do you know? Mitamar, from Tamar, who was a predecessor, was an ancestor of Amots and Amatzia, who we're about to prove was, right, again, if you say Amots was Yeshayahu, his father, right, and Amatziah was a king. So obviously, then you had a Navi and a king come out from Tamar. So the Pasuk says, "Vayar Yehuda, Vayireha Yehuda, Vayechshevel Zona." Yehuda, right, when he slept with Tamar, he saw that, thought that she was a prostitute. He kisses up on her because she covered her face. Now the Gemara says, "Mishum shekisses up on her, Vayechshevel Zona." What do you mean? How many prostitutes do you know? First of all, question mark. How many prostitutes do you know? But how many prostitutes do you know cover their face? It's not a very good prostitute. So Ella, rather, no. The reason he didn't know that it was Tamar is because she always covered her face. She was always Tanua in her father-in-law Yehuda's house. That's why he didn't recognize her. And he didn't recognize it was her. So then Zochta, she was Zocha, wherever Yatzim, Imenu, Malachim, and Avim. She had kings and prophets come out from her. Malachim, mi David. Right, that's a Nevi'im, and David again through to Amatziah, and the Nevi'im, I'm Rabbi Levi, Mizrach B'Yedinim, Rabbi Zinu, Amatziah, Amatziah, Achim Abu, Ksiv, Chazon Yishayahu, Ben Amotz. Right, okay, so there you go. Avam Rabbi Levi says further, Davar Zem Mizrach B'Yedinim, Rabbi Zinu, we have another Mizrach, that Mokom Aron Eino Min Hamida. We have the Aron stood in the Mishkan, or was impossible. Eino Min Hamida, it was B'Nes, it was impossible. The math doesn't work out, because Tanya Namiachu, also learned the Baisa, and this proves it. Aron she'asa Moshe, the Aron that Moshe made, yishlo eser amos l'chol revach. There was 10 amos on each side of it to the wall of the Kodesh Kadash. Ruksev, and the pasuk says, v'lefnei ha'devir, right, in front of the partition, meaning the paroches, right, esrim ama orech. It was 20 amos. Ruksev, meaning the Kodesh Kadash was 20 amos long. Ruksev, right, k'naf ha'kruv ha'echad, Eser Amos, Uknaf Akruva Echad, Eser Amos, and each Kruv was 10 Amos. So, Aron Gufe Hecha Havai, so Havakai. So, if you do the math, right, you tell me it was each Kruv was 10 Amos, and there was 10 Amos between the Aron and the wall, but the whole Kodesh Kadashim was 20 by 20, so where was the Aron? So, Allah Allah, Vishma, Minah, Benes Hava Omid, it must have been, right, some sort of Nes. Rabbi Yonasan, Pasukal Episcopal, Hi Parshasa Mehachas. So now, the Gemara is now going to shift and talk to us about how they darshened out, meaning whenever people started teaching about the Megillah, they started, used to darshan out, right? People would get up and darshan about the Megillah, so they would start their drasha with many different inspiring type of drashos, and Rabbi Yonasan is the first one, and we're going to go through a bunch of these, right, onto Amud Beis until tomorrow. So let's from now on, we're going to do this. So Rabbi Yonasan, Pazuk L'Piskol L'Hapershal Semehacha, he would start darshaning out the Megillah with the following, V'kamti Aleihem, V'echrati L'Bavel Shem, U'she'er V'nin V'neched Nu Mashem. That Kamti Aliyem Hashem will get up and I'll cut off a relative and children, and Nin Venechad is a grandson, a great grandson, or grandchild, says Hashem. Shame, Zeksav. That's Hashem going to uproot and destroy their writing, their language. She'er Zelashon, well, that's their language, okay? Nin, but that's referring to the Malchus, the kingship. Venechad, and the grandson, the granddaughter, is Vashti. Vashti was a granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, right? Hashem saying that he's going to take revenge for the Jews on Bavel. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nechmeini, Pasuk Lepiskal HaMershasa Mehacha, he would start with the following Joshua. Tachaz HaNatzutz Yalev Rosh, V'tachaz HaSirpad Yalev Adas. In the place of the thorn, right, there will be a Rosh, is a, what's it called? Is a, I forget what type of nice plant and flower it is. Okay, I forget. Fetachas asirpad yala hadas. Instead of like of bushes, I'll have a hadas, which a hadas obviously is a myrtle, right from the dalaminim. Okay, tachas hanatzutz. What does that mean? So tachas haman arasha she also atma avodazara. Right, in the place of Haman, who made himself as a avodazara, the Ksiv Ksipazuk says v'chol hanatzuim v'chol hanahalulim. Right. So, meaning, interestingly enough, that the Marsha writes, I have no idea how this pasuk means that Haman made himself an avodah zarah. But either way, you see that Haman was a natsutz, right? Tachas natsutz, yalev rosh, right? Will end up bringing in a brosh, right? And that's reference to Mordechai. That's a reference to Mordechai. Shenikra rosh, the cholav b'samin, who's called a rosh, a head of all. Of all the summer, of all the spices. Remember, the pasuk says, "Vatal kach l'chab b'samim rosh mar doror." Right? That's kinam besem. That's already talking about the spices in the Beis Hamikdash, in the in the Ketores, maybe, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, Umtagaminan, Mari Dachi, by that Marjor translates as Mari Dachi, obviously that's Mordechai. And he was the head of all the spices. Takas HaSirpad, what is that? Instead of the Sirpad, Takas Vashti, instead of Rashti, HaRasha, Bas Benosha Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, so Saraf Refidas Beis Hashem, right, that's the reference, that Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Refidas Beis Hashem, the place where Hashem rested. That's Vashti, was his, obviously his great-granddaughter. That Hashem's resting place is Zahav, is based on Mitash. So Yala Hadas, Hashem will instead put back Hadas, Esther, Zu Esther Asadekas, Shenikra Hadasa, right? Obviously Esther was called He Esther Bastodo, right? Vahi Omenes Hadasa, He Esther Bastodo, Hashemar Vahi Omenes, oh there you go, Hashemar Vahi Omenes Hadasa, right? Is the Holy Book going to see his machokas whether her name was Esther and they called her Hadasa, or her name was Hadasa and they called her Esther. Okay, Vayala Hashem the Shame, right? Hashem will be for a name, so Zu Mikra Megillah, right? That's, we're going to read the Megillah, right? It's proclaiming Hashem's greatness and giving him a name in the world. Lo Solam Lo Yikareis, right? The Elu Yimei Purim, and for, it'd be a sign forever, right? We will not stop. That's the days of Purim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Pazuk L'Hepishkol L'Hepershas HaMehacha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, started darshaning out like this. Vayak Hashem Sasel Hashem Aleichem Leitivas Eschem, Ken Yasis La'ara Eschem. Right? Just like Hashem rejoices to do good, so too he will rejoice to do bad. Gemara says, one second. Kosh Baruch Hu rejoices when he has to destroy the Rishayim. Faksiv, the Pasuk says, V'tzeis d'vnei ha-chalutz v'omrim hodu l'ashem k'ilu l'om chasto. V'rem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, m'pnei ma'lo nemar ki tov, right, be'odazu, right, that again, v'fnei ha-chalutz, right, if you look at Rashi, Be'u Shafak, it's talking about Be'u Shafak in Divrei Yamim, he went out to fight the Ammonim and the Givonim, right, and he said, meaning he was, she praised Hashem, right, that he's going to take care of things and destroy them, the bad guys, right, the Ammonim and the Givonim. So why does it say Ki Tov? Right? It doesn't say Hodu L'Hashem Ki Lulam Chazdo. Right? Usually the phrase is, we know from Halal, Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lulam Chazdo. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say Ki Tov. So Lafisha Ena Kosh Baruch Hu Sameach B'Faltam Shav Rishon, because the Kosh Baruch Hu is not happy when he has to destroy the Rishon. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, my Dichtiv, Rabbi Yochanan further says, what does it mean when the Pasuk says V'lo Karav Zel Zeh Kol HaLaila? Right, a couple of weeks Parsha will in Bishalach when the Mitzrim chase after the Jews, right? You have the camp of the Mitzrim, the camp of the Jews. There was the Eish and the Anan in the middle between the two, and the two camps didn't come close to each other. So the Gemara Darshins, Bikshu Malachi Asher is Lomar Shira, right? Pretty famous Gemara. The Malachim at that point wanted to say Shira, wanted to sing praises to Kosh Baruch Hu because he was saving the Jews. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Ma'aseh Yodai Tavim Bayam V'atem Orim Shira. What? The Egyptians are drowning in the Yamsuf, and you want to say Shira? So we see that Kosh Baruch Hu does not rejoice necessarily the downfall of Rishayim. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Then Rabbi Elazar says, well, who enosas, meaning Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't rejoice necessarily, but he does make other people rejoice, meaning certainly the Jews rejoice, and it makes sense in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Kain Yossis, Veluksiv Kain Yossus. I mean, if you remember the Pasuk said, let's find the Pasuk, Vayash Kesher Sos Hashem Aleichem Latila Eschem, Kain Yossis. And that means he will cause others to rejoice, not that he himself will rejoice. Shema Minas, we see that in fact is true. Let's do one more. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Pasuk L'Piskol HaParshas HaMeyacha, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana would start the drasha of the Purim from here. La'adam shetov l'fanav, nasan chachamah v'das v'simcha. So to a person who was good in front of him, meaning in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, he gave chachamah, das, and simcha, zeh Mordechai Tzadik, right, to Mordechai. L'chotei, Nasan Inyan, and to the sinner he gave Lesof Vilachnos to be gathered in. Zeh Haman, that's referring to Havan, to Haman. Laseis Lato Lefneho Elokim, to do good in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zeh, or to give goodness, right, to those who were good in front of Hashem. Zeh Mordechai Ve'Esther, that's Mordechai Ve'Esther, Ktiv, the Pazuk says, Vatasam Esther, Mordechai Beis Haman, right, that again, Laseis Latov, to give to whoever was good in front of the eyes of Hashem, right, at the end of the Megillah, right, Esther gives Haman's property to Mordechai, and that's what the pasuk is referring to, that Kosh Baruch Hu takes from those who are not from the Rishayim and gives to the tzaddikim. Okay, Shkoyach, we'll stop here, and we have another fun day of drushas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.